Not only do we have Monday Night Football tonight, Tennessee and Buffalo from Music City. A complete roster for Buffalo. Probably the top team in the AFC. Baltimore not very far behind. But Buffalo and Tennessee tonight. Buffalo is a favorite. Depending on where you go, FanDuel had it at 3.5. It will be a letdown. Buffalo post Kansas City. Tennessee ahead of a matchup against Kansas City. We also have Game 3 of the entertaining Major League Baseball playoffs. They have been great so far at Fenway Park tonight, Houston and Boston. That series is tied at a game apiece. The other series now goes to the West Coast, where the very, very confident Atlanta Braves, back-to-back walk-offs, have put the Dodgers in danger zone. They're going to need Walker Buehler to be magnificent tomorrow night. Also, the NBA begins tomorrow. Back to the phones we go on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh. Here is Jay. Jay, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Gary?
Good. Thank you.
A couple comments. One, I'm going to go the opposite with Mr. Martinez. I think that kid has gave us everything he possibly can and then some. I mean, that offensive line since he's been here has been horrible, horrendous, absolutely ridiculous. That kid, every play of every game, of every series, of every game, of every year that he's been here, he's run for his life. And by the time he gets to the end of the game, when he usually makes mistakes, I think the kid's flat out wore out. And I'd like to see just one game where he's not running for his life and just see what he could do.
You know what game that was, Jay?
What was that?
That was Northwestern. You know another moment on Saturday where that was? Was that last drive.
Yep.
The touchdown pass to Allen when he got great protection. And that's kind of what Nebraska, with a good protection for Adrian, that's what that offense is supposed to look like.
Yeah, and he's that good. There's another comment on the 3-inch line or whatever. I mean, this offense, I'm not saying it should have a fullback every play. But why don't there, a few games ago, there was a full, I can't remember what the player was.
DeAndre Thomas.
He was a fullback, and then they ran the I formation.
Yep.
And it just parted like the Red Sea. That should have been done. I don't know what it's going to take. It seems like when a play works, we never do it again. When something works, we don't want to ever do it again. And then one last comment, and then you can make comments back. I feel like, Trev needs to sit down with him and say, give me 5 things that you're going to do differently over the next 4 games. You got 5 hours, get with your leadership, get with your coaches, get with, your captains of your football team, whatever you need to do, and bring it back to me. Show me what you're going to do differently, because you can't keep doing the same thing day in and day out, game in and game out, expect different results. And I want Scott to be around, but there's got to be definitely changes, because I'm a season ticket holder and donor. And I mean, this is just getting old. I mean, I like Scott. I think this needs to work. It should work, but if something's wrong. Yeah. Something is wrong.
Jay, what do you think is more likely in the last 4 games, Purdue, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa, there's improvement at quarterback or improvement on the offensive line?
Offensive line, flat out. It has to happen. Because, I believe if the offensive, and again, that I can't pronounce the kid's name that got hurt, that freshman.
Prohaska.
I mean, that offensive line was starting to really look like it could do something. Yeah. If Frost had to force that to happen, right?
Yes,
and
he did.
So you can't even trust your offensive line coach. But at the end of the day, I just truthfully feel that if you could find some kind of mixture that would work over the next 4 weeks, Ohio State, I don't know how anybody's going to beat them. I mean, they're just, I think you can play your heart out and culture and, offensive line. And I think you can have everything great. And I don't know if you can beat them. But I feel you can win the other 3 and go to a bowl if you find a combination on offensive line. And I hope Ramirez is okay. He took a shot to the head. If he's okay, I think he got an eye back, running back.
Yep.
That's where I feel. I feel it's offensive line. What's your thought on that?
Well, Jay, thanks for the call. I'll get to it. We're going to get up on the top of the hour here. I was very uncomfortable how the offense, changed so much. Just the tone of the offense changed when Ramir went down. I think Ramir Johnson has proven to everybody the way that he blocks, he catches, he runs, the speed option that worked with him, that he is the RB1. He is the guy. And he's getting closer and closer, and he'll do it, of breaking like the big one. We have seen that over the last couple of weeks. He's your RB1. But how much, when he went down, just the tone of the offense and the feel of the offense disappeared. And yet, Morrison that came in, where are you at? I mean, the step situation is cloudy at best. But when Ramir left, how just the offense handcuffed themselves, how... Where was plan B? Where was somebody else that said, not today? That goes into, everybody down there wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Sometimes you have to lose before you learn how to win. And then when you win, it's the greatest drug out there, and you never want to get off of it. You get addicted. So you want to win. Do you know how to win? And then do you have a winning culture? Where I'm going to win at everything. If I'm on the football offices and I'm back in the game room and I'm playing pool, I want to win. Are you winning every day and finding a way to win? And it doesn't have to be football. It's inside of the building. I'm going to win by being the first guy in the film room. I'm going to win by being the first guy to practice. Just win, 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 win. Where every time you're trying to win, and you're winning because you know how to win. That winning culture is escaping. Where Ramir goes down and somebody says, not today, fellas. This game is turned. It is very much in our grasp. I'm not letting this game happen today. You know who most recently one of those guys was? Was Ramir. What did Ramir say? And he said it publicly. I won't let our team lose. I will find a way for us to win. If you rely on me, I will get you a victory. This team doesn't have that guy. I mean, we could say Austin Allen is that guy, but he's got to get the ball in his hands. The winning culture, just not just Saturdays, but every single minute, every single day, does that exist? Where you're trying to find a way to win at everything that you do as a football player at the University of Nebraska. Or as a coach. I don't think that part they've been able to overcome. There's other parts of their culture, no doubt, that they have been able to move the program forward. But the winning part, we're not today, fellas. Not today. I'm not letting this happen today. There are guys in this program, and primarily most of them play on defense, that are saying, not today. They said that at halftime on Saturday. They said, not today. We were hoarse in the first half, but not today. We're not going to be the reason why we lose. God, wouldn't you love at that point when your number one running back goes down, somebody says, not today. We're not going to be the reason we lose. And I say that, and I listen to defensive guys after the game, and there may be some guys that are on the verge of cracking that play defense. Because they bowed up in the second half and they gave you a chance to win. And it didn't happen again. I know it's a team game, but that tends to wear on you. When somebody says, not today, they do their job and they need other guys to do their job and they aren't able to come through. So that also brings into play, what's the difference? Is it just older guys on defense compared to younger guys on offense? What's the difference on that mentality? We'll discuss. Two more hours to go. Scott, Gary, Rick, Luke, please stay through the break. We'll get to you right after the top of the hour on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.